I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. Hey, I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm trying to still get some of these things situated here. I want to make sure that you guys have the link to the how to get with our brothers and sisters over on YouTube land. So if you guys are new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. You can find all of our goodies on melissaredpill.com. And so, yeah, definitely come and check out all of our resources. Come and check out where we are on Rumble and on YouTube. And I'm gonna slam the YouTube link right there in the chat. So if you guys can share that over and go and help moderate that, as well as if you're in YouTube land, come and join us over on our YouTube. Over on Rumble. I've got too many things I'm trying to do right now. Y'all know that. Multitasking. Okay, let me see if I can grab this and put this over in the chat right now. There's the Rumble link right there for you guys. And so now everybody's fixed. I feel like a mom trying to juggle 10 kids. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a great day. We're going to talk about this amazing thing that President Trump posted. White House will be Q posting today. Oh my goodness. I about flipped out. That was not what I was expecting. Was anybody here expecting that? That was just so fun to see President Trump or the White House post that. And then, yeah, so that's really fun. You know, I didn't expect it to be that. I don't know what I expected.
I didn't know. You know, there's no reason to try to expect it, because anything you think of is not going to happen. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on with 17.
We're also going to talk about what's going on with, what's going on in Iran, what's going on with Fauci, what's going on with Comey, what's going on with these fraudsters. I mean, Q is for quantum. We're going to talk about all of that. So let's go. Buckle up, and here we go. First of all, I do want you to receive the personal invitation from our wonderful president to the victory rally tomorrow. I had put on there Thursday. June 24th is actually Wednesday. Yeah, don't always double check me. I appreciate all you wonderful patriots who are fixing me when I make a boo-boo. But yeah, so it's tomorrow, Wednesday, June 24th. And I wanted to be in Washington, D.C. I couldn't be there. Anyway, maybe I'll be there for the 4th. But anyway, so I've got some things going on. I'll tell you about that at the end of the video today. But yeah, here's President Trump's personal invitation to his rally. And we can see him right there in the comfort of our home. And we'll be able to talk about it while we're seeing him. So either way, we're already living in the quantum reality, aren't we? We can see our wonderful patriot friends and brothers and sisters and our wonderful president anywhere we go on this earth. Check it out.
Get ready, everybody, because on Wednesday, the 24th, coming up 2 days right away, we're going to have the biggest rally we've ever had. It's going to be on the National Mall. It's our music, our playlist. We don't have a lot of people boring you with songs that you don't want to hear. We have the hottest people, the hottest everything. It's going to be one of the best rallies we've ever done. Again, it's 7 o'clock, the 24th, which is Wednesday. And it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be essentially a rally, but we'll go
okay,
7 o'clock, the 24th, which is Wednesday. And it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be essentially a rally, but we'll call it a rally to America. We're honoring the 250th, and it's going to be something very, very special. You're going to love it. We're going to all have a lot of fun together. Thank you very much.
Yes. And you won't have a bunch of people boring you with songs you don't want to hear. It's so hilarious. So it's, did you catch that? 7 p.m. So 6 Central. Okay, so we'll be doing it together. We'll be enjoying it, and I'll be posting about it, and you guys could be on the comments. So it's just get ready for that, and who knows what he's going to come out with? No telling. So all right, the White House posted this amazing post. White House will be Q posting today, and I'm just like flipping out. All right, and said what? And then okay, so I'm. Gotten to be buddies with Stormy Joe, True Stormy Joe. Follow him on X. And he was saying, reminding us that this is a Delta for the 24th, really. That Wednesday the 24th is when Q came back all those years ago. If you notice here, the last post had been December 8th, 2020, and then it was forever for 17 to come back. I guess we can say Q now. Anyway, hopefully YouTube land won't slam me again. I'm just so scared. Anyway, here it was, June 24th, 2022. He posted, "Shall we play a game once more?" So are we going to play another game? Are there going to be posts? This was a really fun game just to see that happen yesterday. So I want the game where these people get arrested, where these people get thrown in the slammer. And I think that's the game we're playing. That's the game. That's the only game I want to play, really, as well as the game of helping everyone understand the truth. But then the next post was, "Are you ready to serve your country again? Remember your oath." And you guys have been. You have not stopped. You have been in this fight. And I really have to say, we told you so, right? Those people who were slamming us, if we were stupid to trust that Q was real and that President Trump was part of the Q plan. Well, we were right. So there you go. And we have kept our oath. We have been in this fight and we've been vindicated. Thank you, Lord, for that. And also, yes, we're ready to serve you. We're here to serve this. That's really ultimately, yes, we want to be vindicated, but ultimately we want to have our country back. We want to have the world back. We want to have the golden age and the quantum age. So yeah, I wanted you to see that. So remember your oath, which I'm sure you all do. You all have been keeping your oath all this time. You did not stop. You did not fail in your oath. And kudos to you. Great job, everybody. Yeah. I don't even smoke. I don't smoke, but I'm like, I need a cigarette. Everybody was so excited to see that. And then this was from, Captain Kyle Patriots. Shout out to Captain Kyle Patriots. He posted this on that same Delta, June 21st. It says, "Happy Father's Day." And it says, "God bless you all," again from June 21st, 2018. God bless you all. Just a nice little coincidence. Thank you so much, Q, Captain Kyle Patriots, for putting that out there. So that's great. We're all just feeling the love. Really appreciate that from President Trump. And then I saw this. Okay, so I've been watching. I hardly ever watch TV, but I'm really, really enjoying this series called The Blacklist. And so I was pulling that up, and I noticed it says, "The world is watching." I thought that was pretty cool because, like, isn't there a post, "The world is watching"? And yes, of course, there is a post. You are watching it. "The world is watching. Have faith in humanity." Now, this is really cool. I'm sure you've seen it too. All these people out there excited about the FIFA and all the soccer matches all throughout America. And they're getting to come to America and see what it's like. And they're having barbecue. And who knew it was going to be Texas barbecue that would bring the world together? And it's really been a nice shot in the arm for the world. Instead of something to talk about that's bringing us down, it's a really unifying, beautiful event. And so, some people are like, I don't do soccer. Well, you know what? I'm up for anything that's going to bring the world together and all this division to stop, right? So I'm really feeling this. And I just thought that was kind of cool. Do you guys think that was a coincidence, or you think that there's something to that? The world is watching. And I think that's kind of a very interesting phrasing that was put out there. The world is watching. So There you go. You know, just about this timing. All right. And then, of course, this was the post that was put out on the White House. This is the actual post on the White House X account. It says, always trust the plan, right? And so it says here, dated 6/22/2026, post 47. Of course, this is not post 47, right? We know that's not post 47. This is just a mock-up post. But it says, America will be the world's leader in quantum technologies. Make America great again. So the great thing was this was done in a style and a format of QAG.news. Let me see if I can pull that up. Right? No, I don't have it up. But anyway, you know what the board looks like, and that's exactly what it looks like right there. So, you know, this was just a mock-up of, hey, you know, if people are wondering what is this about, it'd be a great opportunity for you to give them that website. Well, actually, you know what? Since I'm just saying that, let me go ahead and pull it up right now. QAGG.news. There are two boards, and that one is, well, there may be more, but I think there are only two, but QAGG.news is a great place to go to see it. So I'm just going to pop in what I was just talking about on the last video. If you didn't see that one, I was talking about this famous post where it says biggest advance drop on poll. And that's where it's talking about, you know, there being a military operation insurrection act and all that. And so you can kind of see how the format, what the posts look like with the yellow numbers and then highlighted the whatever you're looking for and that type of thing. And it looks exactly like what they posted on the X White House account. Now, we also know that we were told on the board, look to Twitter. You'll say, my fellow Americans. Well, we didn't get that yet, but there's not really technically a Twitter, but X is Twitter, so people still say tweet and all that. So anyway, yeah, I guess we should have expected it to be on Twitter, on X. But let's go to talk about a little bit about this quantum technologies. And so President Trump posted, Q is for quantum, or the White House did, under President Trump's leadership, quantum is making a massive leap. And America is at the forefront of these innovations and groundbreaking technologies. I'm going to play one of the videos. He signed this executive order yesterday, unleashing America's quantum technologies innovation. Now, think of this, you know, back in the day, they used to have, you know, computers that were, you know, a huge room. There was just this gigantic computer, and all it would do was like add 5 + 5, right? And so now they've really been able to put in a phone, you know, just so much technology right in your phone. Who could imagine such a thing that we are able to, you know, connect with each other on either a laptop or a phone? You might be watching this on a phone. It's really amazing. And that, you know, we can post something, President Trump can post something, and we can all see it like that. And they really have not been able to stop that. Really, it's a quantum leap for humanity. And people all over the world can be connected to see what's going on, whether it's with a game or with whatever is going on, and be, you know, be aware of the truth about something that's happening. And really, you know, because the C-A failed to stop us from getting the truth out, and thank goodness Elon purchased X, Twitter, and so now they really have not been able to stop us from getting the truth out. Very, very exciting. And so that's really going to benefit humanity in countless ways, especially that, as you know in God's word, it says in Revelation 20, there'll be no more deception for 1,000 years. And it's because we can share the truth out there, and it just, the truth dispels the lies. So Q is for quantum. Now, I wanted to show you what I looked up. Oh, well, first I'll show you this. Quantum aura. Look at that. Quantum mode activated. That's from the U.S. Department of Energy. Ugh, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Is that a Q behind him? Is that a Q behind him? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, and then there's this one, of course, with a big giant Q behind him. And I'm flipping out. Are you in? And it's, look at what it says. Are you enjoying the show? Refill your popcorn. You'll love this next part. American quantum dominance. It's exactly, I mean, this is the Department of War CTO. This is exactly what Q says on the board. So things like that. Enjoy the show, and, you know, how to get your popcorn and that kind of thing. So that's really so, I mean, it's really great. It's a really great vindication, I have to admit. And we were right. And we told you so, everybody who, naysayers. Yeah, even Marjorie Taylor Greene is out going, see, Q's, you know, they remember how they treated you. Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene, if you're listening, which I'm sure she's not, but anyway, you know, just because we were told not to wear Q paraphernalia to these rallies, it's because it was to keep us safe. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. We were, you know, they were going to use this, as they did January 6th, to make it out to be that we were a bunch of anarchists and, you know, insurrectionists and all that. It was to keep us safe, not to put us down. Hello, come on, give me a break. Anyway, so yeah, quantum dominance. So I just wanted to show you what I've looked up on this quantum dominance. And so you can look it up here. If you want to, I'll pop this into the chat so you can read about it if you want to. Yeah, she was a grandma of two kids. She was a real disappointment, isn't she? That's a shocker to me. Anyway, it makes me wonder sometimes if that's not the real one. It really makes, it's just such a 180. But either way. All right. So, don't tell me I didn't. Okay. I'm just going to pop this one in here. Okay. Here on this page, here is a little video, and the girl is going into more technical detail than I'm going to go into right now in this video. But you can obviously, there is the link over in the chat, so you can read, watch it if you want to. But I want you to hear this one part. Check this out.
And particles. Researchers and engineers can harness quantum particles for practical applications like processing quantum information, performing quantum calculations, and facilitating quantum communication, all because of a quantum particle's spin. In traditional computing, a bit is either a zero or a one, but a quantum particle's superposition characteristics actually allow the particle to represent any state between the two, with a degree of uncertainty. A quantum bit is called a qubit and can exist in a superposition of both 0 and 1 simultaneously. This allows qubits to represent and process more complex information at the particle level, enabling quantum computers to perform certain calculations much faster than classical computers. It's this speed which makes quantum computers so appealing for computing and scientific work. The profession dedicated to designing and building practical applications for quantum particle behaviors is called quantum engineering. Experts anticipate that quantum computing will bring notable changes to technology, cybersecurity, healthcare, and many other fields. But there are still significant challenges to overcome before these technologies become mainstream. Do you think the future is quantum? Why or why?
Okay, so I just want you to see that. It's because it's so small, and even down to not even the zero and the one, it can even, you know, slice that in a smaller portion. And a quantum is technically where it brings in something into its smallest portion, its smallest bit, okay? And so a quantum, the singular form of quanta, is the smallest discrete unity of any physical entity. For example, a quantum of light is a photon, and a quantum of electricity is an electron. Quantum comes from Latin meaning an amount or how much. If something is quantifiable, it can be measured. Okay, so what they're saying is having the power in something smaller enables you to operate faster. Again, going back to my analogy of a giant room filled with a computer that can only add 5 plus 5, whereas now even they've got it brought down to such a small amount that just from your handheld device, you can, you know, do amazing things just from that one device. So, you know, countless things you can do from that one device. And so that enables, as she was saying, us to be able to just get so much accomplished. Let me play just that one little sort of section.
Zero or a one. But a quantum particle's superposition characteristics actually allow the particle to represent any state between the two with a degree of uncertainty. A quantum bit is called a qubit and can exist in a superposition of both 0 and 1 simultaneously. This allows qubits to represent and process more complex information at the particle level, enabling quantum computers to perform certain calculations much faster than classical computers.
All right. Does that make kind of a little bit of a sense? So, you know, we want to be the leading edge of that. Just like President Trump wants us to be the leading edge of AI, we want to be at the leading edge of quantum technology and quantum computing. And so we don't want to be behind on this. We want to have the fastest computers so that we can compete on any level, as she was saying, whether it's healthcare or, you know, any kind of technology, automotive, just anything that we are trying to do, we want to have it be the fastest and the best. Just so you know, also in the Bible, it talks about cubits, measurements of cubits. I thought that was kind of interesting little factoid for you. All right, so he's talking about this, and then in the White House, he signs two quantum executive orders. And this is a very important thing. And he says Q is for quantum, you know, and we've always talked about Q being the Q, clearance, the Q clearance, so that you have the highest degree of access to information. So that's what we had talked about. But then now he's saying, no, Q is for quantum. Now, back in the day, if you're old as I am, you'll remember there used to be a show called The Quantum Leap, and it was really a fun show, and really talking about this leap into the future. And another thing that was kind of cool, if you haven't seen my video that I did on the pyramids, you might check that out, because inside the pyramid, the main pyramid in Giza, there's this incline, and you go up this incline, and they now have some footholds now that you can, it makes it easier. It's kind of cramped, and you have to kind of crouch down to be able to go up into the pyramid. So it's a lot of effort, but there are handholds on the sides, and there's even crosses on the sides, which is really interesting because it was done before our Lord Jesus, became man and died on the cross. Anyway, so that when you go all the way to the top, you get all the way to the top, and you work so hard to get there. It's like humanity trying to get here to advance into civilization. And at the very top, you have to do this gigantic leap. And then once you get to that top part, at the very top, then you get to go into the king's palace, this place that they call in the pyramid, the king's palace. So it's really symbolic, I think, of what we are doing as humanity. I've heard a lot of things about the pyramids, but I thought that was too coincidental or, symbolic of what we are experiencing as humanity, that we are working so hard to progress. And then at this point, we're taking a giant leap into the future. And I think quantum technology is a big part of that. All right. If you haven't seen my video, maybe somebody can go and grab that and then pop it into the chat. I would really appreciate you guys if you could do that. Here's what they're doing. Protecting the U.S. quantum research from foreign threats. Strengthens counterintelligence efforts, the FBI and the intelligence community, against espionage, like from China. It also directs the Department of Defense and Energy to build and host a quantum computer for scientific discovery and tasks commerce, with plans to expand federal investments in quantum companies. There you go. He's not wanting to be trailing on this at all. He wants us to be on the leading edge, much like Elon Musk has been on the leading edge of space technology and has enabled us to have all these satellites, which enables us to do just a countless things, really saving the world, to be honest, and having communication throughout the world and having access to whatever's going on in Iran or wherever. It's really amazing. So in the same way, we want to be on the leading edge of quantum technology in every company. So that is one of the things that he signed. He said also number two, accelerating post-quantum cryptography, PQC, migration, bolsters federal efforts to transition to quantum-resistant encryption standards to mitigate risks from future Q-Day, when powerful quantum computers could break current public key cryptography. In other words, if you've got a faster computer, then maybe you could break through and break into the government systems or whatever system it is. And so they're wanting to bolster those efforts to prevent that from happening and to have these quantum resistant encryption standards. Yeah. Just like we've heard about these kids in a basement who can break into these banks or whatever, we've got to make sure that, with this technology, that you have the protection in place also. So I want you to see that's what he's talking about as far as the quantum, along with plausible deniability, I guess, for this Q posting. But we know what this really is. And so, of course, as we always like to look at this video where President Trump is saying, you'll find out. But let me play this real quick.
You'll find out. You'll find out.
I don't know why it's so light. I don't know if you can hear that, but you know what it says. The reporter says, what storm, Mr. President? And he says, you'll find out. So we are at that. I feel like, why is this happening now? It must be that there's a lot. We're right at the door of seeing a lot of these things happen. And you see the post that came out that says, we on go. It's kind of a rap song, we on go. It appears that we are on go time. And so you'll find out. And Comey's finding out. Fauci's finding out. These fraudsters are finding out. BB's finding out. So let's talk about that. So here's the, okay. Oh, and the people in the National Intelligence are finding out. DNI are finding out. So President Trump is telling them, you're fired. You're fired. Here is Bill Pulte. He is acting as the DNI right now since Tulsi left and they don't have the permanent one in place. But he is free to do whatever he pleases. And so he is firing people right and left. And we haven't found out a number, but they're pretty upset about it. And so I want to make sure that you guys saw this in case you missed the video that we did on Sunday. The acting, what that really means from post 2957 is it's a temporary role and you can cause destruction and then move on. So this is a huge, powerful position for someone to be acting. And a lot of times you think, oh, well, this person's not in that position permanently, so they don't really have the power. Yes, they do. They are in that position. They have the power of that position and they don't have to worry about what anyone is going to say about what they're doing, and they get it done and they move on. So this is great. Thank you, Bill Pulte, for doing this. Here is what Kristen Holmes at CNN said. Firings at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence started today, a source familiar with the matter told CNN. Quote, the deep state firings have begun, the source said, declining to give details on how many jobs have been cut. So this is pretty exciting to see. We've been waiting for this because, you know, some of these people felt like they there was nothing that anyone could do. Well, he, as the DNI, can fire them. So that, I feel that is we on go. Ready for that. Very, very exciting. And so when they say this term, the deep state firings have begun, it also makes me think of that they know that the arrests, one day they'll say the arrests have begun. Right? That's it. It just really sounds, it seems like that to me. It, you know, that they know that these things are imminent, whether it's the firings or the arrests, all these things are, you know, imminent. So that's pretty, pretty fun. So I'm ready for the swamp to be drained. They are going to try, just like with the reflecting pool, to stop the swamp from being drained and to fill the swamp up as soon as the swamp is drained. But it's not going to happen. President Trump is bound and determined, and there's nothing that can stop what is coming, right? All right, so this is the next one we on go. Oh my goodness, I love you, Kash Patel. Both charges against Comey, James Comey, are felonies. He faces decades in prison. How about that? Y'all listen to our wonderful Kash Patel. I'm so thankful for him.
Thank you. As you heard from the Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney, former FBI Director James Comey has now been indicted for two felony counts. While many of you may read this indictment and view this matter as a simple investigation, it is the farthest thing from that. Every single investigation this FBI and our partners at the Department of Justice undertake, especially those that involve the threats to harm or hurt or even kill individuals, whether they hold public office or civilians in our country, are met with the same measure of investigative prowess and tools and personnel in partnership with the Department of Justice as anyone else. As the U.S. Attorney indicated, James Comey will be afforded every matter of due process under the United States Constitution. And as the Attorney General indicated, this has been a case that's been investigated over the past 9, 10, 11 months. These cases take time. Our investigators work methodically. They are career agents, career prosecutors who work these matters. They call the balls and strikes in the field as they see fit pursuant to the facts of the case and the law. They took that information and made a presentment to a grand jury, a jury of peers in the district in which the alleged crime took place. And that grand jury spoke, and that grand jury returned a two-count indictment against James Comey. James Comey allegedly threatened the life of the President of the United States. And as you all now know, shortly after posting that threat, he deleted that threat and then issued an apology. All of that information was presented to the grand jury, and Mr. Comey will have his day in court and his ability to speak to a jury of his peers. Thank you.
I love it. Very, very, very exciting to see this day come, and all these people felt that they could get away with anything, and they're finding out that that is not the case. Very exciting. Yeah. Yeah. And his maddening response that, oh, no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case against Hillary Clinton. Yeah. That had that work out for you. And he can't protect Hillary. And she knows if he's going down the river, she's going right or up the river. He's going right along with them. So here's another one. This is 6.5. I don't even know how many billions. I think it's $6.5 billion that they have found from these fraudsters. This is gigantic check. This one, let me see. Let's do this one. This one's from the 450 defendants for the healthcare fraud totaling $6.5 billion. This is from Todd Blanche. Check this out.
We are announcing federal and state charges, all of which were charged or unsealed at some point over the past 2 weeks, the past 14 days, coordinated nationwide action. Since June 8th, we've charged 455 defendants across 56, like I said a minute ago, U.S. attorney's offices, and 45 U.S. states and territories. As alleged in the various indictments, these individuals participated in healthcare fraud schemes involving over $6.5 billion in false claims submitted to Medicare, Medicaid, and other healthcare programs.
That's outrageous. That's outrageous. But they are leaving no stone unturned. That's a lot of money to get back. That water tap is drying up. Thank you so much for that, Todd Blanche. And then RFK has been working today and explaining that they were exposing all the evil that they were doing for the hospice care. Unbelievable. It's been outrageous. And they could get away with it, whether it's Democrat or Republican, but no more. Very, very, very exciting. I think that this is what, you know, why, what I was saying on the video, beginning of this video, is why was Q exposed now? Because we've been fighting for this. We've been on the leading edge of fighting for this for so long. And so this is what we've fought for day after day after day. And to see finally, hey, it's Q time. It's go time. It's time to have these people arrested and have these people fired. And just have these people who thought they could get away with murder. No, you can't. No, you can't. If you like this information, hit this like button, everybody, right now. Hit it right now because I've already forgotten. Don't forget to hit the like button right now. Make sure your bell is rung, that you are subscribed, and always make sure to share this great information. So thank you for doing that. Always. I love you guys for doing that. So it helps to get the wonderful truth. If you're new here and you don't really know what we are really working on, this is my website for here, melissaredpill.com. Definitely go and check it out. Write that down right now, melissaredpill.com. And what I do is I've been teaching children God's word for a lot of years and also recording scripture songs. They're over on melissaredpill.com if you want to check those out. And so I have a ton of scripture memorized. Well, the Lord helped me to decode the book of Revelation. And I realize that's what's happening right now. For those of you who are new, who don't understand that, I know most of my people do, but if you're like, what is this? What is the whole point of the book of Revelation? I will tell you all about it. If you want to check it out, it's over on my book right here on Amazon, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This is my main thing. I want everybody to know it's the end times for them. The end times for this cabal, the commies and the fraudsters and the all these deep state and all over the world, the Iranian regime and the cabal and the fake Jews and all that. The end times for them. It's the end of it for them and 1,000 years of peace for us, this golden age, this quantum age. And so, yeah, I go into all the details. If you want to know what every verse by verse by verse in the book of Revelation, I've got it right there for you. Handy dandy. And yeah, I've also got a book called The Golden Age. So definitely check it out. And you'll find all of our resources over here. You'll see where our true social media, because there's some fake Mellies out there. You'll also see the audiobook. So you can listen to the audiobooks. They're right here on right here. Here's the books right here. And so then this one is... this one. Yeah, here's the link that will show you how to listen to the audiobook. So it might be something you'll enjoy if you are on a commute and you can listen to me read the books to you. I've got one on the Golden Age. I've got one on the decode of Revelation. I've got one on the decode of the minor prophets because they were talking to us. And I've got one on the decode of all these Bible stories that we've known all of our lives. And they were talking to us about this plan of how to set the world free. So it's very, very exciting. So I'm going to show you one quick thing. And I believe this is where we are, what's going on in this whole thing with Israel, because something very interesting is happening right now. They think that, you know, they're fighting back on President Trump making this peace deal in Iran. And I want you to hear what they had to say. And then I'm going to take you back to this portion in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, where they're defeated. And I think this is where we are. Okay, so check this out. This is this woman. It makes me so angry to listen to this, but I'm just telling you, they have backed themselves into a corner because they're saying that they don't agree with what President Trump is trying to do, bringing peace in the Middle East, and that they are going to still go back, go and fight Iran. Well, nobody else is. They are the only ones. They've isolated themselves. And it's not obviously the good people of Israel. It's the cabal operatives in Israel and the head of the cabal. Okay. So as I'm just going to tell you that before you listen to it, and then we'll talk about it.
Will not survive their cultural death wish. This week, I was horrified to see America moved alarmingly to join them. President Trump has not escaped the Iranian trap, as I think some of his comments today indicate he is well aware. Either he fights properly to defeat the Iranian regime, or America will be finished as a force to defend civilization itself. Israel will not allow Iran to get the bomb. If necessary, with or without America, it will fight Iran alone. Britain and Europe will...
There you go. There you go. So she's saying, did you catch that, the very last thing that she said? We'll fight them alone. They're backing themselves. This woman, if she's speaking for them, it appears she is, that they are, this is an international policy summit. This is their policy. They're going to fight them alone. Check it out one more time.
America, it will fight Iran alone.
Okay, there you go. The whole wide world is moving toward peace. Even the Iranian regime is moving toward peace, and they're still wanting war. Of course, we know that that's all they've got. That's how they've controlled had power all this time. And so this is what they've done. They, out of their own mouths, they said, it's us against the world. We're going to fight Iran because, you know, everybody else is too stupid. No, everybody else wants peace and you guys continually want war. So this is what I believe is talking about right here in this passage in Revelation chapter 19:19. I saw the beast and the kings of the world and their armies gathered together to fight against the one sitting on the horse and his army. Of course, the one on the horse is our Lord Jesus, and his army is all of us, all of MAGA and all throughout the world. Who is this beast? Is the cabal, this Antichrist group, and all the kings of the world. Kings, don't think of kings like just someone with a crown, but these people who have been in these positions of authority, whether it's, you know, a prime minister or a cartel leader or anybody who's been in a position to be a minion for this cabal. I would even say, I would hate to even say it, but I would even say these people like, you know, Cruz, or like, who are still pushing hard to have war. Like, come on. Come on. You know, the whole world wants peace and you're still fighting it? Seriously? Seriously. So, okay, so the beast and the kings of the world, the rulers of the world, the officials, the powerful ones and their armies to gather together to fight against the righteous. It's really the good versus evil, the good guys versus the bad guys. It's really light versus darkness. That's what it's talking about here. And the line is in the sand right now. And just like that woman I was just playing that video of at this international policy summit in Israel, where Huckabee was over there singing the same song as these people. They think Trump is stupid and terrible to try to bring peace in them in Iran, you know, and finding every excuse. And then, of course, the media is walking in lockstep with them. The media is the enemy of the people. We know that. So I believe that's what it's talking about here, that we're diametrically opposed. The entire world wants peace and they do not. And they are still standing here fighting against it because they don't want to be prosecuted. They don't want to go down in flames like Comey and Fauci, I'll tell you about here in a second, and the rest of them. All these ones are getting fired and prosecuted. And the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast. Miracles that deceived all who had accepted the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. Who are these people who accepted the mark of the beast? It's all these who joined in league with them for a job, for a name, for whatever reason. They want to be a part of this system because they have been winning for a long, 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 long time. And so we did not join in that system. We didn't, what do they call it, sell our souls. These people literally sold their souls to be part of this. I literally know someone who says, I can't give my life to Christ because I've made a deal with the devil. Bad deal. And the problem is Christ would receive him. Christ is happy to receive him. He knows that he's a dead man. He would lose everything. It's a bad deal. I'm glad I'm not one of them. Just tell the Lord right now, thank you, Lord, that I'm on the side of with Jesus' side. Thank you, Lord, that we're on your side, and we didn't make a deal with the devil. I'm not talking about whether we're perfect or not. It's not about that. But there's a difference between those who made a deal with the devil and the people who just are fighting for peace in the world, and that's where we are. These people have backed themselves into a corner. This is like this gigantic chess match. It's checkmate. Okay. Anyway, so that's what it means to take the mark of the beast, to take the mark of pure evil, to join in league with them, to agree to do like what Fauci did, to kill millions of people, to put out this terrible virus, and then on top of it, this terrible jab to kill humanity. That is a deal with the devil. It's not just one little mistake that he made. Both the beast and his false prophet were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. In other words, judgment is falling. That's what it's about. Their entire army was killed by the sharp sword that came from the mouth of the one riding on the white horse, and the vultures all gorged themselves on the dead bodies. This is us. We are the vultures. We are attacking to bring this evil thing down. How do we do that? We expose the truth, just like we're doing on this video, just like we do on the social media every day, and you guys share all this information. This is how it's going and how this is happening. All right, so I just wanted you to see that this is where they stand alone. All right. So I'm going to pop this link right here into the chat. So you guys, if you want to post that or like it or whatever, share it. So it's a big moment for them to say that, for them to admit that. All right. So I'm going to show you some other things that I believe that are happening, that are showing that this criminal cabal this is happening right now. If you remember, we were told to watch Iran. Something incredible is about to happen, which is for them to be finally set free. And not just 47 years, but really 113 years is when they were first taken over by the company that became British Petroleum. And so they've been losing their freedom all these years until it got to be just awful. Just like hell on earth. The good people of Iran have the power to fight for your freedom. Now, this was way back in 2018. Who knew it was going to take this long? But these poor people have been, you know, fighting for all these years. It's just been awful. So I do believe that that's another way that we know that this is happening right now. And then also something else to watch. And I mentioned this on the most recent video, that JS is John Solomon. he is likely going to be revealing something. So watch him. You might want to follow him over on X and see what he says. I'll be posting whenever he exposes some things, because he just said the other day that he's working with the intelligence community to expose some of these things. So very, very exciting. There he is.
I mentioned it on my podcast today. For the next couple of months, I'm working as an unpaid government employee to help the government identify documents that can be released to the public. It's your information, after all. Bureaucrats keep us from it. I have an opportunity to help the government identify some documents, some secrets, and things you should know about when it comes to weaponization, election integrity, other things. We're going to work on that. But during that time, I just want you to know, I've stepped aside as the editor-in-chief of Just the News. I still do my reporting. We're still going to do the amazing show here with Amanda. But I want everybody to know that I'm doing this. I'm unpaid. I don't take any money from the government. I think it's a good role for a journalist to play.
Yes. Okay. So that's, I just wanted you to see that. And this was also from the 17 board that SHSC and JS, which is John Solomon, are on stage. There's a reason they're on stage, and they've been exposing some of these things. Did you see this? Fauci was using USAID to fund COVID research in Wuhan labs, resulting in 7.1 million international deaths. This is exposing him. So yeah, this is, we've been waiting for this for so long. The first thing that has to happen is the exposure, and then him being arrested. And it's, I mean, I want him to be arrested. I want him to be arrested years ago before he killed all these people. But more importantly, it's about people waking up to the truth and understanding that you cannot trust these people just because they have on a white lab coat, just because they have on, they have this fancy title, and that they have the power, and they are being a pundit before all the media sources. And this is what, unfortunately, people didn't understand, and they were too naive and trusted. I'm so thankful that we've been part of the 17 movement for so long, because you guys, we have really avoided a lot of catastrophe. It's been difficult. It's been sometimes a pain in the behind, but it has it's helped us to stand in a safer place, because we knew not to trust this guy. We knew. And a lot of people didn't understand that. And so, yeah, I know that you know, but there are a lot of people who don't know. And so definitely, I'm going to give you the link for this one too, that he was involved in this. This just came out from Tulsi Gabbard, former DNI, Director of National Intelligence. And so he was funding this gain of research, gain of function research in the Wuhan labs, which caused all these deaths, international, all over the world. Can you imagine? The depth of evil, it's beyond what I can comprehend. It's hard to even imagine. So here's the one of the Fauci. And so there's the link for that one. So you can go and please put that over onto the YouTube land, and also grab that, you guys, in the chat, so you can to share it with your friends. All right. And then another thing that I want you to see, President Trump was in the Oval Office, and he was taking all these questions, and along with Israel, you know, being standing alone, here's another thing this person was saying, that, you know, Netanyahu is saying he's, you know, not leaving Lebanon. He's not going to stop this war. He's going to still keep fighting this war. And see what President Trump said. Check this out.
Here's another beauty. What's this one?
Well,
here's
a real beauty. Earlier today, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his forces are not leaving Lebanon. That is a sticking point.
Who did he tell that to you?
He said it publicly in Israel.
Well, we're going to take a look at it.
Well, what would you do to make sure that he doesn't?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, but it gets solved. I'm a problem solver. I get problems solved real fast, including with Bibi. Go ahead.
Including with Bibi. Yeah. I just love this. I could listen to this all day long. Yeah, I love the fact that he starts out, this guy's a real beauty. He knew this guy was going to ask some kind of question about Israel and how they're, you know, flouting not just President Trump, which is bad enough, but the entire world. The entire Middle East and the entire world wants peace, and he's just rejecting it out of hand. And saying, oh, they're so stupid, because President Trump knows, and I'm sure you guys know, but if anyone's watching this show who doesn't know, that this whole Iran, Lebanon, Israel thing has all been a proxy war. Oh, well, you shoot here and you bomb there. And it's all this mayhem to keep all this mayhem going in the Middle East, to keep the price of oil control, to keep all this them being able to control the world finances. And they're not willing to relinquish this power. Well, there you go. You've backed yourself into a corner, because the rest of the world is moving toward quantum beautiful days. And we're not, you're not going to get to come along, because you can't play nice. And it's, everybody will know that we've been extremely patient, and we've tried to work with these people, but the ones who are not able to be worked with have revealed themselves, and they've just stood there and backed themselves into a corner. Very easy to see now. So very cool. All right. So the other thing I want you to say right there, I showed you the John Solomon. I got the Iran. So I did this video Sunday. This one right here, it says, "You'll find out." Check that one out. I think you'll really like it. I talk about the Insurrection Act. If you haven't seen that, I think it'd be really important, because this is where President Trump has the authority. If there is an emergency, if there are people who are real insurrectionists, not like us in January 6th who are fighting for election security and to fight against election fraud, but the true insurrection insurrectionists can be arrested. And President Trump can institute the Insurrection Act to deploy military forces domestically. Not just in another country, but domestically, to suppress this rebellion. And he can enforce the law when states won't do it, like Newsom, like the Pritzker in Chicago, like what's his face in Minnesota. All these ones who refuse to obey, to follow the rule of law, in their laws that are on the books. It's not like they're trying to get them to do something that's not on the books. These are laws that are on the books. They refuse to enforce them, then they have to be forced to enforce them. And that's what the Insurrection Act is all about. And that's what President Trump means when he says, "You'll find out." And he has the right to do that, the Insurrection Act. In this case, the president can deploy military forces domestically to suppress rebellion, insurrection, or enforce federal law when states cannot or will not. This can include support roles with intelligence elements, though direct law enforcement is restricted. Okay, so using the Marines. All right, I want you to see that. All right, so definitely go and check that video out. Here's Red Pill the World is my Rumble account, and I'll just pop that over into the chat just in case you guys over on the... just in case you don't have that. That's right there. All right, so, okay, let's see. One more thing. Now you're going to love this. You're going to love this. This is about what's going on in South America, making South America great again. I'm telling you, we're watching the world. I'm telling you, pinch yourself. We're watching the world go into the golden age, into this quantum beautiful days ahead. It's really amazing. Along with the quantum, I just wanted to say one super quick thing. Again, when you're over on my channel, melissaredpill.com, go and check out the page where I talk about the health. There is a special going on right now. It's 25% off. Let me see if I can refresh it and you can see it. Everything on here is 25% off today, I think through Friday. So the 23rd of June all the way through, I think it's the 26th. Yeah, the 26th. And so this is where you can make sure that your body, even at the smallest quantum level, is being detoxed. That's the two most important things you can do for your health, everybody, is to detox and to get nutrients into your system. And that's why they have destroyed our food and they poisoned us so much. Now, here is one of the things you can get for 25% off. This is the Pure Body Extra. You can get that for 25% off. It's five little spritz, three spritzes twice a day. And it goes to the cellular level, to the quantum. And this is where you've got to have your body purged of all these things that they put on us, whether it's cadmium or lead or, you know, arsenic, whatever it is, and it will purge this out of your system. Also, the green one right here is a gut detox. Super important that you have your gut purged of all this, these toxins, so that it doesn't destroy the villi in your stomach, so you can absorb the nutrients. So many people are malnourished because they have their stomachs have been damaged, and so this can help to detox your gut and to help your gut flora. The other thing is, I don't think it's on this page, but here's the, you can get 25% off the Televital. That's the thing that helps to help maintain your telomeres, the little, basically, the little shoelaces on the end of your DNA strand. If they shred, then it's curtains. Okay, and if the more of them that go, then that means it's curtains for you. So this is where you want to protect those the DNA, and that's what is so great with the Televital. You can get that 25 every all these items down here. You can get for 25% off. So definitely check into that. It's Freedom Force, the good inside. FreedomForce.com. The good inside. So I'll pop that on there, 25% off right now. So they only do this like once a year. And so it's a great opportunity for you to grab that. The other thing is, this is my favorite drink now. And this is on the P2. And I've told you about it, but I wanted to show you what I'm doing. I am not crazy about water, because sometimes it just doesn't have enough like spritz to it or taste to it. And so I've been putting, so I get a twofer. It's a delicious, but I'm putting this, which is, I know it says it's the mouthwash, but it's also, anyway, they have the water additive on their site, but they don't have, they're not in stock with it. And so people are like, well, when are they going to get back in stock? I'm like, I don't know. So she told me just put a little bit of this, the mouthwash, into it, just a spritz of it. And it tastes so good. So it's my favorite drink now. And it makes me helps me to drink more water and not want to go for something else and have something that's maybe have sucralose or sugar. This doesn't have any of that. It's very refreshing, and it's also helping to protect my gut flora. And this is what I was talking about before. Super. Oh, here's the link right here where you can get 10% off with a promo code Melly, over on P Squared Probiotics. But go to freedomforce.live/P2. But here's what your little villi, they're talking about the villi in your intestines should look like, so they absorb like a shag carpeting. And if they have been damaged because of toxins in the food, then they have like literally like the holes where there's no villi there. And so you've got to help to repair this and to put the proper microbiome into your intestines so that you can absorb the nutrients. Okay. Oh, the other thing I want you to see is this one right here. Let me see if I can find it. If they have, yeah, this one, the super green. This, if you put this in your smoothie, okay, or you can put it on a salad or put it whatever, but I like to put it in my smoothie, and I put protein powder. They have a wonderful protein powder too. Put the protein powder and then you put this green juice. It's like you've had three salads. You may not be a big salad person, but this is a way you can get the same nutrients in you very easily just by putting this into your smoothie. And I'll tell you the trick to it is you put in protein powder, you put in some strawberries, maybe put some banana, and this is a way you can get your greens, and you've got to get these nutrients into your system. So anyway, I know I sound like your mama, but it's really important. If you want to live as long as a tree, you've got to do two things. You've got to detox and you've got to get the nutrients. I have a dear friend who's sick right now, and I'm like, please. Please help me, you know, understand what we're doing here. We're not just trying to stop the medical problem that you're having. We're not just trying to do that. What we're trying to do is make your body resilient and resistant to it being under attack by anything. We want to make a wall on your body, in your intestines and everywhere, so that you are tough and strong and that you're not going to get sick. This is what this is why I keep singing the same song about detoxing and nutrients. Okay. So if I sound like your mama, that's just too bad. It's really important. Really important. All right. So whether you get it from me or whether you get it from this group, or I love their stuff because it's really, really good. Either way, if you want to live as long as a tree, you've got to do it that way. All right. And that's what the Bible says that we're going to do. All right. So I've got to show you the what's going on in Latin America. So exciting. This is the new president. His name is Abelardo de la Estrella. How about that for a name? President Trump endorsed him. He's a right-wing presidential candidate in Colombia, and he won. Now, the last I heard, they had almost all the votes in, but they were trying to find a way to defeat him. I hope and pray they're not going to be able to do that. I hope they don't. But it stuns the world, and he won. But you know how they do. They try to keep counting votes, coming up with votes and printing more votes until they can win. But he plans to go full Bukele mode. Bukele is the one who's in El Salvador, who it used to be the crime capital of the world, and now it is, there's no crime at all. He has locked all these people up. They sit, their heads are shaved. They have to sit quietly. They dare not move a muscle, and they are sitting and basically listening to people being brought up on crimes. They're tatted up from head to toe. These people are some of the most evil people on the earth, MS-13 type of people, and they don't move a muscle. I don't know what they threaten them with, but they're having to sit there and listen to these criminal cases, and they don't even move. They've got them under control. And so that's what's happening in El Salvador. Well, that's what De La Estrella is going to do in Colombia. Colombia has just been taken over by the cartels. And so look at this. I'm so, so, so happy for Colombia. Of course, you guys know our dear friend, Dr. Laura, is from Colombia. And so she is so excited for her country. Make South America great again. Colombian presidential candidate El Tigre, the Tiger, Abelardo de la Estrella, is a smart, strong, and tough leader who fights tirelessly for and loves his great country and people just like I do, the United States of America. As President, Abelardo will be tremendously successful in leading Colombia to grow the economy, create jobs, promote trade, stop illegal immigration, crack down on crime and drugs, and restore law and order. So President Trump endorsed him, and then he won, of course. And so I want you to see what that was just posted yesterday. This family down there saying,
Santa Maria, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros los pecadores, ahora y en la hora de nuestra muerte. Amén.
There you go. It's beautiful. This family of faith who now lead the country of Colombia. Absolutely amazing. Going literally from hell to heaven. It's really, it's just so, so exciting. I want you to see this. Look at all these countries that now have good leaders. President Trump scores 8 triumphs in 7 years across Latin America. Here's the breakdown detailing Trump's 8 triumphs. El Salvador with Bukele, the one I was just talking about, this law and order platform. Amazing. And then Argentina with Milei, the guy with the hair, right? Who's a wild looking man. He's the open libertarian. He's sweeping reductions in government spending. Oh my goodness. What was he saying? He had them all listed and he would rip them off the wall and throw them on the ground. It was just really such an amazing, amazing thing to have, to see, to witness. Making South America great again. Really beautiful. Ecuador, Daniel Noboa, a fiscal conservative, economic reform and security. Of course, having the American military down to help them to protect themselves from the cartels, because the cartels have been running the whole place. Now, Mexico's not on this list. Mexico needs to be saved in the worst way. So we'll have to make Mexico great again. And then you've got Honduras, Aspura there, and Bolivia, Rodrigo Paz. He ended 2 decades of dominance by the socialist movement of socialism. He went on a platform of free enterprise and capitalism for all. You've got Chile. You've got Cast there, this amazing Catholic father of 9, and defeated the socialist forces on a platform of law and order. This whole place has been taken over by these criminals. And so everybody's wanting law and order, the golden age. And then Peru, Fujimori, the recent addition to the regional conservative resurgence in Colombia. Of course, as I was saying, Abelardo de la Estrella. So exciting. Make the South America great again. The Shield is a regional security partnership focused on combating drug cartels, organized crime, human trafficking, and mass illegal migration through intelligence sharing and coordination. Coordinated action. So, so exciting. So exciting. All right. Now, we got one more thing to show you. This is President Trump saying, maybe we should run again. Did you guys see that? He was in Pennsylvania. He flew his beautiful new jet, his quantum jet, to Pennsylvania. And he was in this wonderful rally today. And of course, we'll have a rally tomorrow. And so, yeah, this was great. So check this out.
Maybe we should run again. Should we run one more time? I'd like to do, but I got more votes than any candidate in the history of Pennsylvania. Can you believe that, Bo?
I love it. I'd like to do that. Okay, I will tell you this. I'm happy for Trump to just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And I really, if you notice, you'll see, I have never posted anything about there being any other people elected, whether it's Rubio or JD. As much as I like them, I'd like them. They're not Trump. You're great guys. Taking nothing away from you guys, but you're not Trump. I'm up for it. I'm totally up for it. And I'm never even wanting to even post anything about talking about another election. I'm not talking about it. I just don't want to talk about it. Not going to talk about it. All right. I think that's everything I had to share with you guys. Don't forget to hit the like button, everybody. We're going to pray and we're going to jet out of here. So I'm just really glad that we got together. So let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and thank you that of all the things that we're seeing, thank you. It's go time. We're on go. Thank you for all these people who've worked so hard for so long. And whether they knew about Q or didn't know about Q, either way, we are ready for this quantum leap. We're ready for these quantum arrests. We're ready for these quantum firings and for all these people to be gone. Thank you for Comey being indicted. Thank you for the truth coming out about Fauci. And we know that his arrest must be imminent. And thank you for the peace that's settling over the Middle East and for the truth coming out about these ones who've been running Israel. They're just warmongers and they're just backed themselves into a corner. I just pray that everybody will understand that and realize that they are not going to get to run the world. They can forget that. And thank you for our wonderful president. And we just pray you continue to guide him and lead him and protect him and all those who are fighting on the right side. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. Thank you that they've been faithful. Even when Q wasn't cool, we were standing here fighting for what's right. And thank you. Thank you for everyone here. I pray you protect them, Lord. And even though I sound like their mama, I just really ask you to guide them on every bite of food they put in their mouth. Help them to be purged of any kind of poisons that the enemy has tried to attack them with. I pray that not one hair will fall from their head. I pray that you'll protect them and have them to live as long as trees and have time to enjoy their hard-won gains. They have certainly worked hard and they've taken a lot on the chin. I just pray that you will bless them with long life and blessed life and peace and joy and everything in the world that they ever could use. And most importantly, the great relationships that maybe they have had to forego, but that they'll have this great, the great relationships that they so deserve. I just pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got together. I think, was that one thing? Nope, that wasn't it. Okay, that's it. That's everything. And I'm going to jet. I know they're already, my family's already like, where are you? Come on out. So anyway, I will go and I will see you on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Central. I love you and I will talk to you. I will talk to you later.
Sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.